Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Aleph. We're holding four lines from the bottom of Samach Omid Beis, where the line ends Omalei Rava, onto three lines from the bottom. Omalei Rava bar Rav Chonan li Abaye. Eime yotzish tachavo lelamed ala klal kuloi. So now, to understand the kasha of the Gemara, we really have to do a brief review of what we learned at the end of yesterday's blat. The Gemara told us yesterday, we first had in the Mishnah, that a person who is oivid avodah zarah kedarka, he is chayiv mishum avodah zarah. A person who is oivid avodah zarah shaloi kedarka, if it's one of the avodos pnim that we did in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash, also, thank you very much. Same thing applies, that if you do an avodah, even though it's not kedarka of that particular avodah zarah, nevertheless, if it's an avodah panim, then you're chayv avodah zarah. And therefore the Mishnah said if a person shechs for an avodah zarah, or he's makdir on an altar, or he does libations or zrika sadam, any one of those things are avodah panim, therefore you're chayv even if it's shaloikin. How do I know that? Where does it say that? It says in the Torah, Zveach lalehim yochram. Zveach lalehim means a person who does zvicha to another god, yochram, that person is sentenced to death for avodah zarah.
But you have to know the person that does the avodah, what he's doing,
yeah,
is actually avodah zarah. Maybe he has other means, or I mean, thinks otherwise about what he's doing. It's just like, you know, people do, he does. But he doesn't have the kavanah that a person actually has who does really avodah zarah. So if that person doesn't have it, so how could you go and say that he's mechuyav misa, that he's just thinking maybe it's good luck?
Rabbi Cohen here asking a beautiful question, and in fact we're going to have later on in today's Blat in Yetz Hashem, what happens if a person didn't intend to go and be oyved avodah zarah?
That's what I'm saying.
You're 100% right. And the Bezin would only execute if there were two Edim and Hasra. And Hasra is that the Edim tell the fellow, sir, you may think that everything is fine and dandy and what you're doing is great, but this is an avodah zarah. And if you're going to do X, Y, or Z, you're going to be oyved avodah zarah.
This kavanah is also important. How do the Edim know what this kavanah is?
And then the Edim go and tell him, if your kavanah is for bad, then it's going to be curtains. But Mitchell, we're going to get to that later on in our Gemara today. But returning now to what we're saying, so from the Zoyveach Lolehim Yochram, we know that then a person who's Zoyveach, who shechs for an avodah zarah, Yochram, he gets death. The Gemara said, Zoyveach is a case of Dover Shehoyim Beklal, V'yotzim Beklal. This was one of the avodah panim that was part of that set of avodah panim, that zvicha. Yotzim in a klal, the Bosik spoke specifically about zvicha. Loi lelamed al atzmo yotze, it didn't come just to tell you about zvicha. El al klal kula yotze, to tell you about all four or six of the avodahs that the din beis mikdash, all of them, if it's an avodah panim, it's also to do avodah zarah. Aha. And then the Mishnah added one more knetch, one more wrinkle, and that is, if a person is mishtachve la'avodah zarah, even though it's shaloi kedarka, a person goes into a church where it says a big sign, this is a Markulius church, and the way we serve avodah zarah is get a whole bunch of stones and pebbles and throw them at the Markulius, and nevertheless he doesn't have any stones because he's the type of person that lives in a glass house, and people that live in glass houses don't throw stones. So therefore, he brings a service, he brings a behaima for avodah zarah, for the korban, for the tekrivis. That's one of the avodas panim. But what happens if he's mishtachve? He goes and bows down to that avodah zarah. Says our Mishnah, even though it's shaloi kedarka, he is still chayv. How do I know that? Where do we learn that from? Said the Gemara, because I have a pasuk. What was the pasuk? Kiloi sishtachve li'el acher. You're not allowed to go and be mishtachve to another avodah zarah. So Gemara said, so why don't we go and learn from that pasuk to be marbe, megafef, menashek, and manil, a person who embraces the avodah zarah, a person who kisses the avodah zarah. Why don't you learn again from the same approach? What's the same approach? Hishtachavo hoye bechlal. What was it? Bechlal? It was bechlal, any type of offering respect and reverence to an avodah zarah. V'yotzim in a cloud. It came out of that set. It came out of that group to go and say, "Don't be mishtachve." So loy l'lamed al atzma yotzah. It didn't just go out to tell you that it didn't have hishtachavo. El l'lamed al klal kula yotzah, to tell you that any form of showing respect and affection and reverence for an avodah zarah is asur. So megafef and menashik, embracing and kissing avodah zarah, should also be asur with a din of skila. Says Yomar, no. If I'm going to go and learn a Yidovish Yotzman Aklal, Laman Aklal Kuloi, by the din of Ishtachavo, then I won't need the Pasik of Zoveach Lualehim Yochram. Because being Zoveach, by definition, is showing respect and reverence to an Avodah Zarah. So what do I need that Pasik for? Is Al Korchach, since they have the Zoveach Lualehim Yochram, that's the one that I'm going to learn for. Dover shahoy b'chlal v'yotze min haklal loy l'lamed al atzma yotze el l'lamed haklal kula yotze, and I'm not going to learn from ishtachavo. So what am I going to do ishtachavo? Just ishtachavo alone, and it's not marbe anything else. That's how the Gemara concluded yesterday. So clear, the reason why I cannot learn ishtachavo also dover shahoy b'chlal v'yotze min haklal, because once I learn that, then the pasuk of Zevech Lelhim Yachram becomes totally unnecessary, superfluous, redundant, repetitive, etc. Amalei Rabbi Baruch Hanan Li Abay. Eim a yotz hishtachavo l'laman haklal kulei. No. Maybe let's go back to Taka hishtachavo is l'laman haklal. And therefore, let's say that Megafef and Menashe can all those wonderful things in HaMishnah, you're also chayiv skila. What am I going to do with the Zedech? Legufay, I need it for Gufay. What means Gufay? To tell you the following halacha. The mechashvin me'avoida li'avoida. That there is this concept of having a machshava by one avoida for the next avoida. What do you mean? Didmar. Hashoich behaim lizrei dom l'avoida skechav v'lahakter chel b'l'avoida skechavim. A person who shechs an animal and b'shas the shechita, he has in mind for eating and for good things. He's going to bring it for the kiddush tomorrow, and he loves to eat a piece of meat. He's shechting fine, but at the same time, the shechting also has a machshava that when he's going to finish the shechita, he's going to go and be makabel some of the dam, and he's going to go and be zoyrik the dam v'avoyde zara. So, in terms of the shechita itself, the thoughts were pure vis-a-vis the shechita, but during the shechita, he had an impure thought to go and do zrika shaloi lishma, meaning la'avodis kechom for avodis zara, or to be makta the chaylev avodis zara. That's what we call mechashvin mi'avodis l'avodah, that during one avodah, he's having a machshava, a bad machshava, vis-a-vis another later avodah.
We have to be good regardless of everything else, but shechita, it depends upon, he has to be Yerushalayim and everything else. If he has different thoughts, then the shechita should also not be acceptable.
Yeah, no, we're not really talking so much whether this person should be confirmed as an excellent shochet or whether we should be mesalik him from his position. What we're talking about is, should this person now be stoned for doing avodah zarah? So it says, what's the din? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Asura. The behema becomes osir behanoah, and as we'll see in a moment, it's not only a question of anoah, it's also a question of this person also gets chas v'sholem misa. Rish Lakish says, no, the behema is still mutter. What Rish Lakish holds about the shochet, we will see in the Gemara shortly. Now, this concept of being mechashim l'avoida is something that we had back in Masechta Zvachim, when we were talking, and also Masechta Schulin, when we were talking about Hilchos Pigul. What means Hilchos Pigul? Pigul means a person is going and shechting a behema for, in the base of Mikdish, and while he's shechting it, he has a machshava of, so the poshit case of Pigul is he has a machshava to eat from this behema, chutz l'mekoymoy, or chutz l'zmanoy. However, the Gemara in Masechta Schulin tells us what happens if he's mechashim mi'avoid l'avoid, meaning he does the shechita inside the base of Mikdash in the Azara the way it's supposed to be done, nicely and good and wonderful, and he has in mind that the dam that is going to be niskabel inside the clay mizrak, or that, or chutz l'mekoymoy. You're right, either chutz l'zmanoy, chutz l'mekoymoy, meaning that he's going to go and take this blood and he's going to go and be zoydik it tomorrow, that would be a chutzlus manai, or that I'm going to take it outside the base of Midrash, and I'm going to go and spritz it outside, he's going to bring it here into Bismedish and spritz it here on the bima. That's called chutzlum koyman. The question is there such a concept of pigol going from one avoida to the other avoida? And this machloikis is the same machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And what the Gemara is telling us over here, and explains Rashi at the top, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, I know the din of mechashven avoida l'avoida because I learn chutz mipnim. Just like inside the Beis Hamikdash, there is this concept of having a machshava from shchita onto the zrika. Here too, you can have a machshava by avoida zara for shchita onto the zrika. So zokti Gemara yet. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Shlokish says, no, I don't. I'm not mechashiv miavoida liavoida. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the kasha that we are asking now is not a kasha. What was the kasha that we're asking? The kasha of the Gemara was, why don't we go and say that I learned from Hishtachava that it was Lamed al Klal Kuloi to go and include Megafef and Menashek and the others. What am I going to do with Zaveach? I'm going to learn from Zaveach with him Yochram Legufoi to tell us the din a mechashvin miavoida leavoida. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I don't need a pasuk to tell you mechashvin because I already have a limud. I'm learning chutz mipnim. Just like there's a din of pigal inside the base of English, there's a din of pigal quote unquote by avoida zar. So I don't need the zaveach. But according to Reish Lakish, it's boikra. Reish Lakish boikra. Let's go and use this pasuk of zaveach lehim yachram to tell you that there's a din a mechashvin miavoida laavoida by avoida zara. And if that's the case, then I can learn the hishtachavah lelamed ala klal kuloi to be marbe megafef and menashik that there's a din of skilam. So before the Gemara answers the kasha, the Gemara compounds the kasha by saying, "Maskel Rapapa, Ul Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Boi Kra." Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, I also need a pasuk. Why do I also need the pasuk? You told me you're learning chutz mipnim from Hilchos Pigul. Kan likos Rabbi Yochanan ela behaima. Just like there's a din by Kabonis, you're asking the behema because the behema was. You brought it improperly with bad machshavos of pigul machshavos. Here too, the behemah is going to become asura because of bad machshavos. Aval gavra zokti mara. See, Rabbi Cohen, everybody loves you. Everybody wants to be close to you.
Put it in writing. I want
after the shiur.
Writing.
It's Torah Shabbat Peh is more important than Torah Shabbat Chasan. Aval gavra lav bar k'toluhu. But when it comes to the person. There's no din chas v'shalom. The person gets misa. If a person is mafagel the korban, he doesn't go and get misa. So therefore, I wouldn't know. I'm sorry. It only makes the korban possible. Whether the person has to go and pay or not, that's a separate machloek. It's a separate shayla in the Gemara. It could be it's a hezik with ein a nikker because he's not doing anything physically. It's only a machshava. Anyway, but that's not our concern. There's certainly no din of misa by the pigul, and there's no din of misa l'choyra by the avodah zarah if you're just learning chutz mipnim. And therefore it says, Imar, I need this pasuk, zaveach lo lehim. Yocharam chas v'shom means to go and kill the person. I need the pasuk even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because all Rabbi Yochanan can go and learn, chutz mipnim is the gabi hilchois behaima. That the behaima is not kosher, it's also bano. So I need the pasuk. So therefore, vaita the kasha the Gemara is tak according to both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Use ishtachavah lelamet ala klal kuloi to tell you that there's a din of megafif, menashik, mechabit, and all the others. There's a din of skila. And what am I going to do with the din of zveach l'miyachram? To tell you the din of mechashvin me'avoid l'avoida that the person chas v'sholem gets, kitola gets, misam. Maskvar of Acha Bered Rav Ika. Now Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika comes to answer the kasha, and he's saying Ul Reish Lakish Mi Boikra. Even according to Reish Lakish, we don't need a pasuk. It's a davar pashut that mechashvin mi avoida la avoida when it comes to avoida zar. Why? Because Ad Kadosh Reish Lakish, even though Reish Lakish said on the top line Reish Lakish Amamuteres, he's talking about the behaim itself. If a person is machashev miavoidel avoide by avoide zora, besas the shchita, he has a mind to be zorek dam l'shem this avoide zora. Says Rish Lakish, you're allowed to eat from the behaima, and this shoicher is a behaima that he has such behaimish thoughts, but you're allowed to go and eat from the behaima. Avol gaber bar k'tolu, but he is still oiver on hilchos avoide zora, and therefore you have to go and kill him. He's a bar skilo. Now you're going to say, how could that be? He himself is oiver avoide zora, and therefore you give him skilo. And the behemoth is mutabah no. We found such a thing. Meaning to have a mishtachve lahar. What happens if a person is crazy enough to go over to one of the mountains, and he starts bowing down to the mountain, and he says, mountain, I think you happen to be such a great mountain, you're just like a god, and I love you, and I think you're the best, and the greatest, and the worst, and all, blah, blah, blah. And he goes and bows down 150 times. L'shem, this Hari makes it for himself. And avoid the Zora that he bows down to. The Har Mutter, the Oivda B'Sayif. The person who went and bowed down to it, he's going to go and get Sayif. And the Har is going to remain. I know your Har Bar is ready with consternation. Why is it?
Sayif should be Skila.
It should be Skila. And we're going to address that question.
And it's not parallel. The har is the object of Odezara. The behemoth is the Takrovis of Odezara. It's okay. Not a parallel example.
Okay, fine. So let's try to address both of those points. But first, before we address it, I just saw that consternation on your face. I didn't want you, Chas V'Shalom, to be further in anguish even for another 1 second. But the Gemara is telling us this, that you see that you can split up between the Gavra and the Bahaima. What's the difference? That you can have that the Gavra should be Oiver on Hilchas Avoid Zara, and yet the Bahaima should be Mutter. Rish Lakish says on the top of the Omid, Rish Lakish Amu Muteris. But nevertheless, if Achab Reid of Ikka holds that according to Rish Lakish, a person who has such an impure thought that when he goes and shechs this Bahaima, he has a machshava Lizroik as Zamal Avoid Zara, or to be Makter Chaylav Avoid Zara, this person has effectively been Oived avoid zara, and he gets misa. How can you go and split up the two? Just like a person who goes and bows down to a heart. What's the din of a person bows down to a heart? So the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, you're not supposed to go and worship idols, you're not supposed to worship other gods. And the Pasuk says, Eliheim al Hehorim, Falehehorim Eloiheim. Meaning that if you have on top of the har, you have a statue, you have bomois that people go and worship or use for bringing Avodah Zarah, bringing Tekrovis Avodah Zarah, that's of course awesome. Falehehorim Eloiheim, however, if you go and bow down to a har, the har does not become Avodah Zarah. The reason is because it's Mechubal Karka, and the har is Mutabano. So therefore, even though you saw yesterday 1,000 kalochim all bowing down to a mountain and saying, mountain, you happen to be the holy, holy God, all of us can go up the next day and have a wonderful hike and a picnic on top of this har. We don't have to worry that it's asabana. So we're distinguishing therefore between the avodah zarah itself, the object, the subject, the behemah, and between the person. Okay, so now, over here too, says the Gemara.
Is it because it's a special limit for har, did you say?
Right.
Otherwise, the inanimate objects are used for it all the time.
Absolutely.
It seems to be a special limit.
This is only din of mechubar. It's a din of mechubar, the karka, which we learn from this pasuk of.
And an eighth of tree itself is not.
As long as the tree is still planted in the ground, the tree, Asherei and Tisufun Ba'esh, is an exception to the rule, because that's also mechubar, the karka.
Right.
So you have to go and destroy the Asherei. But we're saying the actual har itself, the actual mountain itself, is mutabana. So therefore, we're distinguishing now between the person who is oyved avodah zarah, who gets skila, or like the Gemara says, gets sayif, mashenkin, the har itself remains totally mutab. And therefore, says the Gemara, by uns, even though Reish Lakish said that a person who goes and shechs this behema with a machshava of zrik al avodah zarah, although the behema is mutter and you're allowed to go and eat and you can give it tomorrow for kiddush, however, nevertheless, this person is going to go and be killed for being oived avodah zarah. But the question is, why does the Gemara say oived b'sayif? After all, sayif is not the appropriate punishment for avodah zarah. Says Rashi, because this memra that the Gemara is bringing about Mishtach v'lahar, v'oidze v'sayif, is referring to a non-Jew, to a Gentile. And we already had a few days ago in the Gemara when we were learning the exciting sugya of the B'nai Noyach, that any time there is execution by B'nai Noyach for any of the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noyach, he gets besayof. Mashekin, according to the Bei Menashe, he always gets chenek. But there's never a case of skila or sreifa by a Gentile. He only gets the derech klal sayof, and the loan, according to the Bei Menashe, he gets chenek. Anyway, so that when the Gemara says oivda besayof, it's talking about the goy. When you're talking about a Jew, it's say, of course, va'oivda beskila. Anyway, so with this we fe'enfed the Gemara's kasha. How do we fe'enfed the Gemara's kasha? Because we said, why don't you say that hishtachava is leklal yotzel lelamina leklal kuloi? Aye, so what am I going to do? The zevech with him yochram to go and tell you the din that a person who's mechashim me'avoida la'avoida gets misa. Says you might don't need a pasuk for that. Everybody agrees. It's for sure. It's zikha that the person is being oyved avoid zara. Ay, b'shas shchita, he's having pure thoughts vis-a-vis the shchita. It's only subsequently that he's having the thoughts, not subsequent in time. B'shas the shchita, he's having thoughts about what's going to happen subsequently, that he's going to be zoydik shaloi l'shem avoid zara. Dr. Rashi, since the whole purpose of the shechita is to do the zrika, the shechita and zrika become like merged into one, and therefore it's considered to be as if he's mamish oyved avoid zara now, and clearly he would go and get sayif by a non-Jew and skila by a Jew. So I don't need the zaveach, that pasuk, for that pasuk is still totally now superfluous. So I learned from that zaveach lalamin ala klal kuloi that any type of avoid is penim your chayiv skila. So we end for this kasha. According to the Havamina that Rava asked Abaya, that was his kasha. If that's the case, what do I need the Eicha Yavdu to be Mamayit? What's this Eicha Yavdu? So remember, Rashi brought already Eicha Yavdu yesterday, where the Mishnah distinguished between Avoida Kedarka and Avoida Shaloi Kedarka. What's an Avoida Kedarka? Avoida Kedarka means that you have a person who is interested in a particular Avoida Zorah, and therefore he goes to the famous Avoida Zorah University, and he says to them, I want to learn about this Avoida Zorah. I am so interested. And he says, Ufen Tidroish Leloi Heyem Leymar. He's going to ask all of the galuchim, he's going to ask the bishop and the archbishop and the cardinal. I want to know what are the guidelines. Give me a guidebook, a manual. How do I go and serve this God? Because the esek came ganani. Because that's what I want to do. I want to do the same thing. So that's what's called avodah zarah kedarka. How do I know avodah zarah shaloi kedarka? That's what I learned from zaveach and from the din of ishtachava. So, Frank Dimar, according to Rabbi Baruch Hanan's Havamina, that Hishtachavo is the Lamina Laklal Kulai, to tell you that any show of respect, of reverence, of awe for an Avodah Zorah is Chayiv Skila, then what do I need Eicha Yavdu Lemutemai? What does Eicha Yavdu come to exclude? You're telling me if he only does it Kederach Avodah, we see that from the Halacha of Hishtachavo, according to the Havamina, Hishtachavo includes Gifa Venishuk, embracing and kissing and all the rest of an Avodah Zorah. If you're going to say that that's also Avodah Zorah, so what do I need that this person went to the Avodah Zorah school to learn about how to do this Avodah Zorah? Even if he didn't learn how to do the Avodah Zorah, he does anything which is mechubedik, then he would go and be chayiv, because we learn it from Ishtachavo.
This question, we answered, I mean, it feels like it's out of place for this question.
We answered the question, we want to know what was the Havamina of Rabbi Baruch Hanan. He couldn't even ask such a Havamina, because based on his kasha, the whole kasha was that let's use Ishtachavo for one purpose, and let's use Zevech for another purpose, and Shalom HaYisrael. For the Gemara, if you're going to use it for those purposes, then we're going to have a problem with Eicha Yavdu. Eicha Yavdu, the Chari comes to tell us, a person who's Oyv Avodah Zorah, the way he normally does, Kedarka, he's going to be Chayiv. Amadach Ishtachavo, you're going to be Chayiv. V'shteitzach, Eicha Yavdu, going to be Chayiv. V'chitei, maybe you're going to go and tell me that Eicha Yavdu comes to exclude Lemutei HaPoyer Atzmoy Lezoivchim. Aha. What happens if a person goes and does his thing by the Baal Pa'or, a person goes to the bathroom by the Baal Pa'or, then he gets a special prize because he did a great job of being Oyved Avodah Zorah Kedarka. What happens if the person decides he's going to go and spread his wings, and he's not going to only go to the bathroom in front of the Baal Pa'or, he's going to go to the bathroom in front of another one of the Avodah Zarahs. And therefore he's going to go into another base of Avodah Zarah, which is specifically called non-Baal Par, and he's going to do, I'm going to do my thing anyway. After all, it's helpful because I have a lot of congestion, and I have constipation, and I have a lot of diarrhea, and this is a convenient place, and I'm going to go and show how I am a tremendous Oved Avodah Zarah. Aha. So maybe that's what the Eicha Yavda comes to exclude, that if a person is going to be Poyer Atzmoy Lezoifchem, Lezoifchem means the types of Avodah Zarah that you usually bring a Zevach, a Takroivis for, a sacrifice, and not to go to the bathroom in front of it. And therefore, maybe that's what the Eicha Yavdu comes to exclude. Then you are not oiver on Avodah Zarah because you didn't do it kedarka. Zok the Gemara, but that cannot be the pshat because mishdachav onafka. I don't need the Eicha Yavdu for that. I can learn it from the Isser of Ishtachavah because my Ishtachavah derech kovoid. Kibbut, I've called derech kibbut. Because just like Ishtachavah, you're being mechabed the Avodah Zarah by bowing down to it. Lahavdol of you people, especially in China, in the far eastern countries, you see all the time they go and say, yeah, I don't know, then they're bowing down. So that's a derech kovod. That's the way they were brought up to go mechabed someone by going and nodding and going and bowing. So it's a derech kovod. Masha'enkein, a poet asks with the Zoyvchem, everybody agrees that this is not a derech kovod. By the Baal Pa'or, it's a Derech Kovet. But otherwise, nobody in their wildest imaginations thinks that this is Derech Kovet. So again, I don't need the Eicha Yavdu. Elum Ute Apoyer Atzvoy LeMarkulius. What happens if a person goes to the Markulius God, and he has no stones with him, because he lives in a glass house, but he has plenty of Tzoya within him, which he wants to relieve himself. And he says to himself, everybody knows that throwing stones in Avodah Zarah, that's craziness. But nevertheless, that's the way you're Avodah Zarah Derech Bizayin. It's Avkol Bizayin. So instead of doing the throwing stones Bizayin, I'm going to do the relieving of my constipation Bizayin. I would think that maybe he should be Chayov Kamash Malon. That's why the Pasuk says, Eicha Yavdu. It's got to be done Kedarka. That's what it comes to exclude a case of Poyer Atzma Limar Kulios. Elohadim Reblozim. How do I know a person who's zevech behemoth or markulius that he's chayiv? She never said the pasuk. V'yizbechu oid es zevchayim la'seirim. This pasuk is telling you not to go and bring a takroivus avodah zarah la'seirim. Rashi says a chumash is referring to the shindalids, to the evil demons. But for our purposes, it's considered to be like avodah zarah. What do I need this pasuk for? Says Rabbi Lozer. Em ein in the kedarka. I don't need the kedarka d'chsev. So I already have that pasuk kedarka. Let's go and learn that if a person is zoveach to an avodah zarah, and that's not typically the way you serve this avodah zarah, but that's what he does, he's also oiver and iser, and also is chayiv skila. So lechoira, freit yimara, what do I need this pasuk for? Shloi kedarka mishtachavo nafka. After all, shloi kedarka, I can learn mishtachavo. Meaning that just like mishtachavo is a generic way of showing reverence and respect to an avodah zarah, the same thing is bringing a takroivis to every avodah zarah. That's a universal way of showing respect. So I don't need the Yizbechu Oida Zivchayim, even though it's Shloi Kedarka, but since it's Bederach Kavoid, I can learn from Ishtachavon. Everything more Hasim B'Zoveach L'Hachiz. There it's talking about the Zoveach L'Hachiz. What means the Zoveach L'Hachiz? Zoveach L'Hachiz explains Rashi means that as far as this Avodah Zarah is concerned, he really has no respect and no reverence for the Avodah Zarah. He thinks to himself that this Avodah Zarah is a gross shmata, and it's worthless, and it's a bunch of nonsense. So why is he doing it? Because unfortunately he's angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's angry with God, that God did him this and did him that, and therefore he's doing lahachis against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In such a case, since Liboy is not for the Avodah Zarah, I might have thought that he shouldn't be over the din of Avodah Zarah. He doesn't really mean it. He thinks about this Avodah Zarah Hashmata. The reason why he's doing it is just to get Hashem angry at him. So I might think it should not have the status of a real Avodah Zarah. Says Reb Lozer, that's what I learned from this Pasuk Shuchai, that in fact he would get a Skila after all. Okay. I'm sorry?
No.
It's not considered to be a Shem. I might have thought. He does Lahachis against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's amazing situation, but vis-a-vis the avodah zara, it's not amazing.
It's not amazing.
Split it.
Pagin and debura, right?
That's,
this is the classic Talmudic hair splitting. Vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's amazing. He's saying, I'm doing it lahachas against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'sholem, rachmon u'litzlon. But on the other hand, he says, but this avodah zara, shmatis. I would go and put it in my bathroom to go and wipe the toilets or something. And I'm not a Baal Peor guy. That would be a kibbutz.
It's not really...
Exactly. Not avodah zara. Nishka meizel, gabi kodesh baruch hu meizel. Exactly. Such a hybrid situation. That's why I need this pasuk, because I wouldn't have known the halach. And now you put two dots over here, and the Gemara is going to ask a kasha now, and this is going to occupy us for almost the rest of the blot, where the Gemara is going to be we're going to struggle with a stira between two mishnayos, and the Gemara is going to give ultimately five answers. What is this story over here? So first thing, more tells us the background. Rav Amnuna Irchasu Lei Toiri. Rav Amnuna lost some of his shvarim, some of his oxen, and he's looking for them. His Paga Bei Rabba, so Rabba saw how Rav Amnuna looking for his oxen. Romalei Masisan Adodi, and he says, I can't help you with your oxen, but maybe you can help me with the following two mishnayos.
Why is the background? Why must the point tell us about that?
It's a very good question. But you find this Gemara often. The Gemara says that Rava Ikla to here, and this one came there, and he was doing that, and he was doing this, and then they asked him the following kasha. I would think what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that even though a person is immersed in his business, he's looking for a lost oxen, and this could have been a major loss for Rav Amnuna. Nevertheless, Torah is preeminent, and therefore when they asked the Mishai, they didn't say, come back tomorrow, I'm looking for my Shvarim. I am now a Lev Nishbar. I am broken because I can't find my Shvarim, not the Shvarim that you blow with the Shofar, but I can't go and find my oxen. I might have thought so. No. You're asking a Halacha, you're asking a Mishnah, a Savada, forget about the oxen. Back to Torah, back to learning. Anyway, so Romali asked him, Asisa Adodi, the Stira. Tan our Mishnah says, Oyveid avoidis kachom. Oyveid in oymaloi. You gotta do an avoida to be oyveid halacha of avoidis. Sorry. Vanan tanan, later on in our Mishnah. It's not in our Mishnah that we had yesterday, but it's a continuation of our Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin. It's like the Gemara calls it in the Amud Beis, the Sefer of the Mishnah. There it says, Hu oymer. A person who is embarking, he's gotten dressed, he's leaving his house, people ask him, where are you going? He's saying, Avoid, I am gonna be Oyver Avoid Azara. Or he says, Eilech ve'Avoid, I'm leaving the house now to walk towards the church to do Avoid Azara. Neilech ve'Navoid, let us all get together and walk together to do Avoid Azara. Says the Mishnah over there, he's also Oyver on Hilchas Avodah Zarah.
This was a
Mesis,
he's saying,
Mediach, he's... Okay, but the Eilech Ve'Avod is not. So we don't need to come on to that, we'll just bring the whole Mishnah in its entirety. But the important thing is, that Mishnah says, Oimer is enough. Our Mishnah says he's got to be Oved. He has to do the actual Maisa. So make up your mind.
He's walking, he's actually doing something.
What a person says, Avoid, he hasn't even walked yet. Or Eilech Ve'Avoid means he's still at his, he's putting on his coat. Okay. Where are you going? Eilech, I'm now walking to the church corner of 91st Street because I want to go and do Avodah Zarah in the big, big Greek Orthodox church. Assuming that that's considered to be an Avodah Zarah. But anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara is telling us that those are his intentions, that's his Amira, that's his Machshava, but he hasn't done anything yet. That's also Avodah Zarah. It's a chastira. Our Mishnah says you have to do the Maisa, and there it says the Amira itself is enough. Again, the Gemara asks this kasha, several terutzim. Terutz number one.
Why do you have differences? By Tfiloh, you have to have Kavanah. The Maisa is not sufficient. Over here, you have the Maisa is sufficient, the one you don't need.
That's basically the Gemara's kasha. Our Mishnah says you have to have the Maisa, and that Mishnah says you don't have to have the Maisa. The Machshav of the Amira is enough. Does the kasha, one or the other. Amalei, and for the Gemara, but Oimer eini makabloi alai ela b'avoida. So the Gemara says what we would call the Teichik Teres. The emes in the second Mishnah is correct. As soon as you say Eilech ve'Avoid, you're already hung. That's it. You're done. That's already Avoid Zar. In our Mishnah, the reason why it's only if he's Oved, it's talking about that when he was en route to the church, he said, Rabbi Isai, I am not doing Avoid Zar yet. I don't have the intention of doing Avodah Zarah. I'm not doing Avodah Zarah. I'm only accepting that God upon me when I reach the church, when I'm going to start doing that. But until that moment, I'm still a tyree. For sure. But he's not even Mechoiz. He's saying, I'm not taking this God upon me as my Avodah Zarah until I get there.
Even if he doesn't make a qualification, Gemara is saying that the minute he has intention, he's very over. Until he gets there, busy getting there.
That's Igmar's kasha. That's Igmar's kasha.
Intention. He says he says it. There's a time.
So what does that mean? What is the intention?
Amira
comes after intention.
Right.
First, he has to have intention to say something, and more, and he has intention before he does something. Mm-hmm. So intention is even prior to Amira. It's even more less of an action than Amira.
Good. So having said all of that, so getting back to our Gemara, so the first terz of Gemara is, the Be'emeseh in Amira is enough. Like the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin. Why does it say in our Mishnah Ho Oyved? It's talking about that he specifically was Mahapach. He denigrated and undermined his Amira by saying, Rabbeisai, I don't want to be Makabel this God for my God until I get to the church. And until the priest greets me warmly, and then I'm going to get a piece of the wafer, and I'm going to be able to go and listen to the Mass, only at that time do I accept upon myself this Avodah Zarah. Okay, if he says that specifically, so then he undoes whatever Amira that he's saying, Eilech Ve'Avod, and therefore it's got to be Davka, Oyved Avodah Zarah. That's Teretz number one. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef first gives one or two tirutzim that the Gemara is going to shoot down, and then we're going to have further tirutzim on the Amud Beis. What's the teretz that Rav Yosef said? Rav Yosef Amar, Tanoi Shaklis Me'alma, have you taken away all the Tanoim that exist from the world? Meaning, why do you have to go and give this doichik teretz that the person says, I'm only being mekabel this God for me when I reach the church? Tanoi, I have a much easier teretz. It's a machlokes tanoim. What's a machlokes tanoim? The sign will end at a braisa. Oimer, a person says, Boyu v'avduni, come and worship me. Me, I am the greatest. I'm huge. I want everybody to go and worship me, starting from now as a God. Rameya says, you are chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're potter. Poiter. What's a chayiv? What's a potter? What's going on? So tomorrow, hey, chadapalchu, if people listen to what this foolish individual is saying, and they talk about down to him, and they go and bring him presents like an avodah zarah, then everybody would agree that you are chayiv. And therefore, pesel doesn't just mean a statue, it means any person, anything, any object, anything that you designate to be avodah zarah. These beautiful gemaras that Reb David was menada for us a couple of months ago, that we use every single day, givaldik. If someone wants to say, these gemaras are so beautiful, I want to go bow down to it because I want to make it into an avodah zarah. Even though everybody else at the table say the guy is nuts, he's crazy, you have to go and take him to an insane asylum. If, however, the person is saying, I want to make this Gemara into an avodah zarah and I'm bowing down to it and I'm bringing all types of kavanas to it, the person is oiver on hilchos avodah zarah. And therefore, the same thing applies to a person. If a person designates somebody else and says, this person is so great, I'm bowing down to Moshe Avodah Zarah, he's over on Hilchis Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Heicha the Polchu, if people talk and listen to him, and they bow down to that fellow, Avada, everybody holds you chai. Keep leading the machlokes is Bedibur Ba'alma. Bedibur Ba'alma means, this fellow said, Boyu Bivduni, but the Maisa, nobody listened to him. Is this fellow himself over for being a Maisis for trying to incite and provoke people to do avodah zarah?
He was successful as a Mesis, but is he chayav for worshipping himself? That's the better question.
He doesn't say that he worshipped himself.
No, I'm saying the fact that he's not. If people don't listen to him, a Mesis is unsuccessful. You know, he may have the right.
He may have
the ambition, but he's not a Mesis.
Does he sayle in the Gemara? The sayle is: do you have to be a successful Mesis, or is hasasa enough? I go around inciting and provoking people. Nobody listens. Maybe that's not already enough. Okay. When you make a dibur like that, that's a milzi. You are a maysis. You're a bad guy. It's a kodesh katan. Nobody listens to him. Everybody thinks he's insane. So who cares? And therefore, what do I see from that? That I have a machloikim between a man and a Yehuda on dibur v'alma, just saying words. So that's the machloikis. The Mishnah that we had at yesterday or oyved avodas chacham that you have to do an actual avoda. That's Rabbi Yehuda that says dibur lamotzi. You can talk and talk and talk. Talk is worthless, gurnished. You have to be oyved. And that Mishnah later on Daf Samach Zayin that says oymer eilech ve'evoy dos the chremeir that holds dibur lamotzi. Just talking is enough. In the choyde that's the machloik is between the two Mishnayos. So said Rav Yosef, Tanoi Shakas Me'alma, there are no more Tanoim left. You don't have to give your Doichi Teretz. It's a machloik, it's a Me'en Rav Yehuda. But Amar Rav Yosef himself later changed his mind. He said, Lav Milzi. What I just said now, my Dibur was Lav Milzi. That really, like Rav Yehuda. So it's Dibur Lav Milzi. What I said now really doesn't hold water. Why? Lav Milzi Diamond. The Filler Rav Yehuda. Because we find another braisa where Rabbi Yehuda says a dibra alone is enough. This time, what does it say in the braisa? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, the oilam in a chayiv, a person is not oiveid avoid a zara, and he doesn't get skila, until, ad shi yoimer, until he says, avoid, eilech ve'avoid, neilech ve'navoid. Oh, so we see very clearly that if a person did say avoid eilech ve'avoid, then he would be chayov, and therefore both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda hold dibura miltzehi. So therefore, the terrors that you try to give that Mishnah over there is Reb Meir that says that Amira is enough. Reb Yehuda also agrees that Amir is enough, Dibur is enough. As Dr. Clark.
So who's our Mishnah? So who's the author of our Mishnah?
Exactly. So the Kasha, it remains a Kasha, and we're going to have to give a new Teretz. Reb Yosef himself said, La Milti, the army, the Teretz that I gave, falls away, and I'm going to have to give a new Teretz. Now, before we get to the new Teretz, be Micah Miflagi, we want to understand what's Takedus Machloikis between Amir and Reb Yehuda. Obviously, it's not Dibur Milti, Dibur Lav Milti, because even though in that case Reb Yehuda holds Dibur Lav Milti, but in the Braisa Reb Yehuda holds Dibur Milti. So what's the Machloikis over there? So Dibur Micah Miflagi, the Mesis Li Atzmoy, a person who is Mesis others to go and worship himself, the Amrile, and people say, and they nod with their heads and they say, yo, yo, yo. Kamiflegi, what's the machloikis? Marsava mesili atzmoi. If shamile, if people listen and they say yes, indika amrile kushnu. When they say yes, presumably we consider what they say on the surface, that what they said, yo, 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 that they meant takavoy lezara. And if that's the case, he's been a successful mesis, and now he has a whole bunch of admirers and followers. They are part of his avoy lezara fan club. Oh, then, kushtu, and therefore Zokter Meir, Machai. Mashen Ken Rebuta says, Amarasav, amazli asman leshamile. Nobody's gotta listen to it. I'm a shigina. May ma'ami, the people say to themselves, Maishna ihu minon didan. The male, if you're gonna put up a big golden statue that can go and do mufsim and miracles and all that type of nonsense, okay, then I might be convinced that that's an avoid desert. But this fellow, this fellow, he has less intelligence than me. The best there is, he thinks that he's an avoid desert. I mean, any person in his right mind knows he's not an avoid desert. So therefore, why did he say "and"? The endik ami achuche ale malach the most. They're laughing at him. They say, "Yo, yo, vada, you're an avoid desert. You're the best avoid desert I've ever met in my life. I've never seen such an avoid desert like you. You're the greatest and the best." So therefore, the whole thing is a bluff. It's baloney, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says it's gunish. Okay, so we understand the machloik is in the mesis, the atzmoy on the Omer Aleph. But what do we do with our Mishnah? Says Rav Yosef, I have a brand new teretz. Umas Nisan, the two Mishnayos that we have, Estira, do you have to be Oved, or is it enough just to be Omer? Masisin, Kan, our Mishnah is talking about Yochanan Nisis. If one person was convinced to go and do Avoid, he hasn't done Avoid Azor yet. He was convinced to do Avoid Azor. Kan, that's our Mishnah. And Kan, the second Mishnah, talking about Rabbi Mani Sosim, that one person was Mesis, many people to go and be Nisosim, to go and do Avoid Azor. So what's the difference between one and the other? Yochid loy mimlech v'toi basrei. When a yochid goes and accepts upon himself a avodah zara, he is not going to go and change his mind. Rabbi mimlechi v'loy toi basrei. Many people will change their mind. What difference does that make? Your change, this change, what are we doing? Oh, don't be nervous. We're going to explain everything, and then you'll be able to ask up to 150 kashas. But the Gemara is saying is, the difference between our Mishnah and Yana Mishnah is, Yana Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin is talking about a Yochid. A Yochid who's Nisus through a Mesis. Presumably, the fact that he's come up with this decision. It's going to be a final decision. He's not going to change his mind, and he's going to do the avodah zarah. And therefore, as soon as he says yes, Eilech ve'avod, I'm listening to you, I'm going to go to the avodah zarah, you can assume with 100% or at least 99% certainty that he's going to do it, and he's already deemed to be Oyved Azariah Zarah from that moment on that he says, yeah, I'm going to the church. Mashein ken our Mishnah, where one person convinced a bunch of people to go and do Avodah Zarah, in such a case, we're going to assume, explains Rashi, that they're going to go and talk to one another. Yankel is going to say to Beryl, Beryl is going to say to Shmuel, we're all going to this Avodah Zarah. But is that the right thing to do? After all, we didn't daven yet this morning. We didn't learn the daf. Why should we go into the church? And the Galach is probably not Muritz anyway. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's gone to sermon and Shtusim Bavolim. And therefore, yeah, you know, you're right. You have a good point. Let's rethink this. It's not such a good idea. And after all, the skiva too, it's not so healthy. You know, you're right. Let's push off the decision for tomorrow. So the point is, when you have a number of people, everybody's going to go and change his vote and think about it and let's discuss it and let's deliberate and let's have a board meeting, etc., etc. So our Mishnah is talking about the Rabim case. The Rabim case, even if they say, we're going to do the Avodah Zarah, they may easily change their mind, and therefore you only nail them if they're Oyved Avodah Zarah. Mashenkin, the other Mishnah, Daf Samach Zayin, is talking about a Yachid, and the assumption with the Yachid is, he's not going to change your mind. When he made the decision, I decided, and I'm not going to change my mind, and therefore as soon as he says, Eilech Ve'avod, we nail him for Avodah Zarah. That's the Teretz of Rav Yosef, the two Mishnais. I'm Rav Yosef, and I'm in Allah. Where did I take this from? Says Yomar Tachsiva, because it says in the Pasuk, Loi soy veloi, veloi sishma elav. If the Mesis comes to you, Loi soy veloi, don't agree to him. Don't listen to him. But that's Mashua, because you didn't agree and you didn't listen. Ha'ova, but if he agreed, Vishama, and he listened, Chayiv. Even before he did the Avodah Zarah, just the Shmiya and the Ova, meaning, if he declares, yes, I agree, I'm listening, that's already enough to be Oyved Avodah Zarah by a Yochid. That's the Makar, says Rav Yosef, to my Halach. Hey, so Abayi now asked Rav Yosef, one second, Rav Yosef, Mishani bein Nisus de Rabim and Nisus de Yochid, how do you know that there is this distinction? After all, Rav Yosef brought a good Basik to show you that if you agree, then you're considered to be Chayiv already. But he didn't bring another Basik to go and say that if you're Rabim and you agree, that it's not considered to be Chayiv. So how do you know that you make this distinction between Yochid and Rabim? Vatanya! Shteitim Basik! Yisischach achicha beni mecha. A person who's a Mesis and tries to teach you to do Avodah Zarah. So on the surface, before you continue on, Echad Yochid and Nisus V'Echad Rabim in Nisusim. The Pashut Pshat in the Pasuk is, Ki Sischa Achicha, when your brother comes and he's trying to incite you and provoke you to do Avodah Zarah, who's the you that he's trying to provoke? Side the you that's a Yochid and side the you which is a Rabim. He's trying to provoke other Jewish people, one Jewish person, multiple people. It doesn't matter. We're not distinguishing between the two. But subsequently, when he comes to the onish stage, there the Torah already makes distinctions between Yochid and Rabim. How does the Torah make distinctions? Zok to Yomara. If a Yochid does a Avodah Zarah, mit Asra, mit Edim, mit Egan Tzimas, will be Machmer al Gufoy, we're going to give him Skila, the hakel mamoine, but it's mamoine polat that has nothing to do with the money. The money will remain for his yarshim for them to use. On the other hand, rab mechlal yachid lahakel al gufam. If you have a rabim, meaning an irani dachas rabim, where mekel al gufam, that they don't get skila, they only get sayav. Well, the hakel mamoine, because it's mamoine avad, there's kol shalala tikboitz el teicher choiva besor for beish. You have to go and burn all the possessions, all the money. Aha. So we see that there's a difference between Yochid and Rabim. Says now Abaye, Bahamil Tehudishani. This is the only difference that we find between the Yochid and Rabim. Lagabi what? legabi the onesh, whether we're makel or machmer on the person, or makel or machmer on his possessions. Ah, we'll be called nil, but otherwise, kedon and nil, they're exactly identical. Of course, the pasuk says, ki sischoch ichabani mecha, it doesn't distinguish between yachid and rabbin. And therefore, the distinction that you just made now, Rebbe Taira, Rebbe Rav Yosef, that you want to make a difference between the yachid and nisus, and the rabban nisusim, that the yachid is not going to change his mind, so bamir, ba'almi is already going to be oyveid. Mash inkim, with the rabbin, it's only when they actually do the avoida. Where do you take this from? This is just svaris, but there is no makar for this. And therefore, Abaye rejects this second teretz as well of Rav Yosef.
Oh, this is the pasuk you quoted a few weeks ago, the story of Yaakov Emden told the Gala why Yashke is mentioned in the Torah, and he says, yes, why does it say Ben Amecha? Yes, that's Yashke.
Ben Amecha,
but it's Yashke.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a question you quoted us a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. Okay. The reason why I quoted it, because that was that week's parsha. Right. In addition to the fact that it wasn't Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it was Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No problem.
Best friend. I normally don't want to interrupt. My father, Rosh Hashanah, told me a very interesting story. It was very negative.
Say it slowly. You don't have to rush.
Okay. So he was a refugee in Soviet Russia during the war. He met a Jew. And he says that during the Russian Revolution, this Jew told him, hear Trotsky speak from the back of a truck for 8 hours straight without interruption.
Mm-hmm.
He was so inspired, he said, this Jew told my father, that he was ready at the end of this speech, without a break, nothing. He said, everyone was so inspired, he said, I was ready to grab a rifle and join the Red Army and fight for the revolution. Then he said, I didn't have mincha.
See that?
So you're saying before was mamish what happened.
Exactly.
8 hours from the back of a truck. From the back of a truck without interruption.
Yeah.
Vanshin. But he said, I didn't have mincha. And then the spell was broken.
Exactly.
Mamish what you're saying.
Exactly. No, Mokshi Kivanti.
So what does the bias say, Rav Yosef?
By the way, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, no thank you, nothing for me. Both of them, during their lifetimes, were major adversaries, as we know. There were very, very, very strong differences of opinion. But in the Beis HaChaim, they're living one next to each other in the cemetery.
I
haven't been there recently.
What was the pasuk you were quoting?
Rabbi,
we'll finish it off, and then we'll talk about the pasuk of Bianca Mendon, Bianca Neibschitz, Elam Arbayim. So now we come up with a brand new teretz, the seder of the two Mishnayos. Look, the bayah kan benisim bepi atzmoi, kan benisim bepi achirim. It depends on whether he came and to this idea of doing avodah zarah on his own, or he was incited by somebody else. Bepi atzmoi, if he did it on himself, mimlech, then there's a good chance he will change his mind. Because after all, Sunday morning he woke up and he said, I haven't been to Mass in so many years. I think it's a great idea. It's a massive idea to go in. For the first time in his life, he wants to go. And then he says, nah, come on, I didn't learn the daf yet. I didn't put on my tefillin. I didn't daven shacharis. Like we just heard the famous story of Mitratsky. However, if somebody else is inside him, then gor basrayu. When you hear such a speech of Trotsky for 8 hours, then you could be nigra basrayu. And therefore, that's the difference between the two Mishnayas. Our Mishnah is talking about that he was only nisus mipi atzmoi, and therefore, since he might go and change his mind, Dr. Mishnah, he's not oyveid until he's oyveid. Mashenki, that Mishnah, daf samach zayin. Once he listens to Trotsky for 8 hours, he's like, yo, eilech ve'evoid, we know he's not going to change his mind, and that's Yana Mishnah. Amar Abaye, what's the right to my pshat? The same pasuk we just had. Ha'ova v'shama chayv. And that's talking about that he listened to a maces. And the Torah says, don't listen to the maces. Don't agree and don't listen. It's a mashal, once he agrees and once he listens, he's already chayv. Because that was nisus mipi achirim. And therefore that's the mishnah daf samach zoyin. Our mishnah back on daf samach. Samach Hamid Beis is talking about a case where nisim mipi atzmoi, he didn't listen to anybody else, he just decided on his own, just like he decided he might decide nisht, and therefore he's only oiver on avodah zarah when he's actually oveid.
Exception to our rule, Moshava Tov Mitzdarev.
But Moshava Ra, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzdarev
L'maisa. In this case it's exception.
In fact, the Gemara Taka says elsewhere, chutz mi avodah zarah, avodah zarah, even if it's in a machshava raw, also can both mitzvah from ma'isim. Anyway, so that was the teretz. So we had the teretz so far on the Amud Aleph. We had Rav Yosef's two terutzim. We have Rav. They had Abaye's teretz, and now we're on to Rav's teretz. Rav Amar Idi v'Idi Menisus Mepi Achirim. Both cases are talking about it was nisus from somebody else. Ha Di Amalei Kach Oichel Diskach Shoyisekach Meitiv Kach Meiria. What does the Gemara mean to say? It's one thing when a person comes over to you and says, hey, you know, tomorrow morning I want you to join me in the church. It's a great place. You'll have a lot of fun. Come on with me. Okay, yeah, it's a good idea. I'll come with you to the church. That's one thing. It's another thing when he asks him, tell me, what do you do in the church? Oh, you don't know. That God, he's so wonderful. That God, he eats and he drinks and he does this. He does good things. He does bad things. Hey, he does miracles. He does mufsim. He does that. He's such a wonderful God. You have no idea. This God is godly. He's great. He's wonderful. And then he says, yeah. Oh, that's a different story. Because by asking and listening to all of this major description, and then he says, yeah, that means he's already in the mind for it. He has the mindset to go and do that avodah zarah. So
he's been infected.
It's very good.
I'm going to ask a couple of
yeah. Anyway, so therefore, if someone, a Mesis, goes and tells you, go and do the avodah zarah, and he says, yeah, I agree, eilech ve'avod, says, our Mishnah dos is gurnished, because he can easily change his mind, and therefore it's only when he's actually oyvei the avodah zarah. When the Mishnah daf samach zayin, when he says, eilech ve'avod, that's enough, means after you heard a full graphic description about the wondrous effects and the properties of this avodah zarah, he eats and drinks and he's merry and the rum, ba rum, ba rum, he says, yo, 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 then he's considered to be an oyvei avodah zarah. Now the question is, where does Rava get this distinction? Omer Rava minu aminu, how do I know? The chassid says, m'posim me'leheu, am ma'asher shemiseichem, hakroim me'lecha, oyor choykim mimecha. So, Frank to the Gemara, Malikre Malikhoikim. What difference does it make if the Mesis tells you about the Avodah Zarahs which are out in India and out in Pakistan or wherever? Or if you have the local Avodah Zarahs here in New York? What does he have to talk about? Kroy Malach, Choikim Mimekah. But what the Pasuk is telling you, Hochik Amale, May Tivusan Shel Kroyim Atalomid Ma Tivusan Shel Rechoikim. What does the Gemara mean by that? Normally, if a person wants to go and incite you to do avodah zarah, if he's going to talk about the local avodah zarahs, you're going to dismiss him out of hand and say, yeah, I know about this, yeah, I'm familiar, this is gornish mekornish. Oh, but I'm going to tell you about avodah zarah that you never heard about. This is deep into the recesses of India, among the 1.5 billion people, in a small little place over there, a small shtibel, a small shtetl, to do an avodah zarah. You never heard of such an avodah zarah. Whoo, miracles every single day, this is gevaldik. Anybody that goes to avodah zarah and just looks at it becomes so inspired for the rest of his life. It's tremendous. So what Pasuk goes and tells you over here, just like all of the local avodah zarahs, you know the whole thing is baloney. Same thing in the far away avodah zarahs. It's the same baloney. It's just a better marketer and he has just better PR. But it's exact same baloney. And that's what he's telling you. May tivusin show kroivim from the so-called toivis of the locals at the lomim atibushes rokoichem. So you can just imagine what's going on over there too. So, Frankie Mariette, my love, what does he mean that he's comparing now the kroivim rokoichem to amalei kach ichelis kach shoyse kach mitiva kach meiria? And therefore, he's telling him, you are telling me about those far off of avodah zarahs that they do all these great things. I know from the locals that it's all nothing. Anyway, Shema Mina, so we see from that that this description of Kach Echeles, Kach Shoyse, this could be the deciding factor as to whether the person is accepting the avodah zarah or not. So we've had now the Teretz of Rava, and we have two more Terutzim to the Stira between the Mishnayis, Rav Ashi Amar, Sev Bisom Amar. Rav Ashi says, our Mishnah is talking about a regular Yisrael, a regular Yid. Normally, he would be normal and fine and good. Now, but if the person went a little bit to the right, and he's going to do avodah zarah, the fact that he says I'm going to do avodah zarah is gunish. He still has every right to go and change his mind until he's oyved is the val gunish. The Mishnah Daf Samach Zoyin is talking about nebuch hayid, that's mumar nebuch shon fakrochen, what they call today the OTDs, the off the derech. But this is not just off the derech. He's a mumar nebuch. He's a oychan veilus a treifus. He does things lahaches. He's a bad guy. If he says tomorrow I'm going to the avodah zarah, he's going to the avodah zarah because he's already nebuchamumer, and therefore the amira itself would be enough. And the final teretz is Ravina Amar. Ravina Amar loyzu afzu ketani, that the two mishnayos work hand in hand. Our Mishnah starts off by telling you, you want to be oyver avodah zarah, be oved. And not only that, says the Mishnah Samach Zayin, even if you don't go to do the avodah zarah, but you're just saying that I'm going now, eilech ve'avod, that's already enough. So loyzu, first we go and give us the main halacha. What's avodah zarah? How do you describe avodah zarah? What's it called? What's it look like? Da-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Then Daf Samach Zayin says, oh, by the way, not only if you actually do the avodah zarah, if you just say I'm going to the avodah zarah, that's already enough. to be nailed for avodah zarah. So we have so far Bokshem, all of these terutzim, and now you can put a big two dots over here because we're starting a brand new sugya by side. Itmar, ha'oyvei avodah zarah miyahavu miyira. A person who serves the avodah zarah, he bows down to the avodah zarah, he brings presents for the avodah zarah, but he doesn't miyahavu miyira. Miyahavu miyira doesn't mean that he loves the avodah zarah, but he loves the governor or the king. You have the Mushul Nebuchadnezzar Harasha that says everybody has to go and do avodah zarah. I don't want to do it, but I'm afraid of the guy. Or I love Nebuchadnezzar, he's my best, he's huge, he's great, and that's why I'm doing it. So now you have a machloikis. If the person now goes to the church and does the avodah zarah, do you nail him for doing avodah zarah? He doesn't really want to do the avodah zarah. He could care less about this avodah zarah. In his heart of hearts, he knows that this is all baloney, but he does it because he's afraid of, or because he loves Nebuchadnezzar.
Is he a nonis?
What are you guys supposed to be?
So like? That's a machloik, is now between Abaye and Rava. Abaye Omar Chayiv, again, Abaye Omar Chayiv, me have a yira, Abaye Omar Chayiv, Rava Omar Potter. Abaye Omar Chayiv, Dopol, Lamaisi Balda, he did it! Rava Omar Potter! A kibla lay belly, ah, if he accepted it for a god, in. Yes, Eloi Loi, but he didn't accept for God. He's only worshipping it only because of Miyahavu Mir. Therefore, he's Pater. So now Barry's already asking a question. L'choida, isn't this one of the three classic halachas or averis of Yehorik Val Yavar that I'm going to go and shoot you unless you go to the avodah zarah? So he's doing that oinus. I don't want to go Miyira. Right? That's your kasha.
Right.
So Toises asked your kasha. Look at the top. Toises. Avgav v'peri bentzer amoyra omar b'vodizchom yehorig v'al yavar. So don't say he's potur. Yesh loymen hi dechayiv limser atzma dechatchila. Because mokim hechloli moser es atzma loy mechayiv misa. Oh. So Toises is telling us, I grace a chiddush. We all know since we were babies that among all the tariag mitzvahs, none of the tariag mitzvahs except for the three, do you have to be moser nefesh, because it's a din of pikuach nefesh. But by these three, you have to be moser nefesh. Somebody says, here's a gun, I'm going to shoot you. You have to do that by the zara. You have to tell him, I'm not going to do it. You can stand on your head and spit wooden nickels. I'm not going to do this by the zara. You want to shoot me? Go and shoot. That's the halacha. Uh-huh. 100% that's the halacha. But what happens if this person, unfortunately, doesn't have that fortitude? He's not willing to be moser nefesh. And he says, I'm not going to go and risk my life. And he goes to the avodah zarah and he bows and he bows and he bows. Did he do something which is right? What he did was wrong. He should not have done that. It's usur. It's prohibited. He's a bad guy. Question is, does he get misa now for serving avodah zarah? Says Rabbi, he's potur. Why is he potur? Because he never thought of this avodah zarah in a favorable context. He thinks that this avodah zarah is worthless. He's only doing it because he's scared for his life. If you look at the Rashi, five lines before the wide lines, may have a meyira, may have us odom, or meyiras odom, v'loy chosh v'beli b'layohus. He looks at some avodah zarah, and if it's a chosh b'ayim, that's a avodah zarah, the goodish. I'm sorry?
Can you say by everybody the same thing?
Yeah, there's
no possibility if the person says they force you.
It's the next parak.
That's, the Toysis says, you have to be willing to be moser nefesh and to go and give away your life not to do it. But what happens if the person doesn't follow that chazal and he in fact does worship avodah zarah? Says Rava, he's potter. He wasn't the kind, the mesiras nefesh that every Jew should have, but you don't kill him.
He's not.
You don't like it. You don't like it, right?
No, I hear it's a redefinition of a lifetime of concept.
That's why I'm telling you. Everybody, children, we know this year about Gaber, but not an expression.
Some people were.
Anyway. Anyway, so the Maisa Abaye says that he's Chayv. Abaye is going to tell us now three Makoyrois, three places to show that he is right. And the simon of these three Makarios of Abai is simon is Eved Yishtachve LeMashiach.
Wow.
Sounds like
Avodah Zarah.
Bienes Sinaipshis, right?
Yeah.
Person who's bowing down to Mashiach. Okay, anyway. Viyam Rabai. So Abai is going to bring now three rice. Minu Amidol. How do I know that this person is Chayiv? Hapolchi, he bowed down. Minu Amidol. Now, we learned in the Mishnah. Ha'oivir Avodah Zkechavim. Our Mishnah. Echad Ha'oivir V'yechad Ha'mizabeach V'yechad Ha'mekater V'yechad Ha'mishtachve Menasech. All of these Avodah Zarah. Fake Timara. why does the Mishnah say Echro Oyved, which is a generic term, he's Oyved, and then it goes into the details. He's Mezabeach, he's Mekater, he's Menasech, he's Mishtachla. My love, Echro Oyved Me'ahava Umeyira, that the first Oyved, before you get into the details, is talking about that he didn't really believe in this Avodah Zarah. He went and he was Oyved Me'ahava Umeyira. That's halacha number one. And halacha number two, a person who really believes in the Avodah Zarah, how does he do the Avodah Zarah? By being Zeveach, by being Mekater. Maybe that's the difference. So I have Pshat in our Mishnah Raya to me. For Avam Malach Rabbi Loz, nah, you have no Raya. Loi. Can the Matthias Rabbi Yirmiyah, like Rabbi Yirmiyah, explain this when we started off the Gemara yesterday? How did Rabbi Yirmiyah explain it? He said the Oyved is referring to a person who's Oyved Avodah Zarah. Kedarka, and all the others, Mezabech, Mekat is referring to a person who's Oyved Avodah Zarah, Sheloi Kedarka. So therefore you have no right from Mishnah, not talking about Hava Yira, no right. So that was the first one, the Eved, meaning the Oyved Avodah Zarah. So let's bring now a second right from Yishtachle. Omer Abayim Mimano Aminel, the sign you have a brisa. Lishtin Lois Yishtachle Lehem, Veloi Sovdein, a posik in, the Aseres Adibris. Don't bow down to the pesel and the tmuna and all of these idols and statues. If you want to go and bow down like they do in China and say, oh, I don't mean to go and denigrate or make fun, but you get the idea that you're going and bowing down to somebody else. No, that's how they speak. Anyway, Zok di Gemara, you are allowed to do that, and that is not considered to be Avodah Zarah. Yochla filu ne'evad kehaman. I would think the same thing applies if you're bowing down to a Haman-like figure, that there too you would not be oiver an Avodah Zarah. Tamaloyim evaloy sovdeim. No. If you bow down to Haman or someone like Haman, then you're also Oyven Avodah Zarah. Now Haman, we know from the context of the Megillah, made himself into an Avodah Zarah. And we know that Achashverosh announced that everybody has to go and bow down to Haman. And guess what? Everybody did bow down to Haman except for Mordechai. Lo yichrav, lo yishtachve. He didn't bow down to Haman. Alt Avodah Zarah. All the other people that bow down to Haman, you think they loved Haman, they thought that Haman is great. They knew that he's Ashmata. They did it because of Achashverosh. And Achashverosh said, you have to go and bow down. And therefore, Zokti Gemara, we see from the case of Haman, it was Miyira or Meahava of Achashverosh, and you're Oyver and Loisavdaim. So I'm right, says Abaye, that you're Chayav. The Rava says, although the Braisa used the expression of Kehaman, Kehaman v'loi Kehaman, we mean only Haman in certain respects, but not in other respects. In the respect, the Iyu Gufei Avodis Kehavim, the Braisa says you're allowed to bow down to a person, but not if the person crowns himself as Avodah Zarah. Haman made himself an Avodah Zarah, that's prohibited. And anybody like that today, if anybody says, Ich ben an Avodah Zarah, like Haman said, you're not allowed to bow down to him. For like Haman, but we're not referring to the other aspect of the Haman story. This Bryce is talking specifically that people are bowing down, not because of Yireh V'Hava, they're doing it because they believe in him, that he's an Avodah Zarah. That is awesome. So if we have no right from the Bryce, because we're not talking about an Ahava Yireh situation.
So the Mishnah that's on Zion, according to Rabbi, is sincere belief in the Avodah.
We're not talking about that Mishnah anymore. The theater between the two Mishnahis is history. We had five or six Terutzim.
I'm trying to slide in their dispute now with the answers. Okay.
All we're going and trying to do is find the makor to Abaye's halacha that Abaye says a person who bows down to an Avodah Zarah may have a mir. We're not talking about an emor eilech va'evoid. So I'm actually bowing down.
It's the same on Dumrim, so I'm trying to.
You're doing fine. Okay. But don't admit, besides Abaye Barov, we had a few others too. Anyway.
By Mordechai Ratzui Lerov.
Echov. And therefore?
But not to everybody. But some say he could have bowed down there. He made the shepherd.
He made a conflict
okay.
Unnecessary.
Kunzai. Anyway, that mentioned we get to Purim, we'll dash and I'll repeat him. But here we're going now in our Gemara. So for Omer Abaye, Abaye says, I have a third riot. I'm going to bring a riot. The Sanya Koyin a Mashiach. Koyin Mashiach has nothing to do with Mashiach Shiyavu Meher B'Yemeinu. Koyin Mashiach means that Koyin Godoy. He's called Koyin Mashiach because the Torah refers to him as Mashiach, meaning that he's Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. Anyway, what happens if Chas V'Shalom Cholivah B'Chas? It's unimaginable. But you had a Koyin Mashiach that did Avodah Zarah, but he did it B'Shogeg. What is this all about? So we have to do a very short hakdara. In Parshas Vayikra, it says that a person who's oiver an aveira sheyesh boi kores, if he does it b'mezid, if the person did it b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban chatas. Which korban chatas does he bring? So it says in the Mishnah, it depends on this person's rank in Klal Yisrael. If he's just a normal, regular commoner, he brings a kizbo or seira, a female sheep or female goat. If he happens to be the nosi, which means the melech, he brings the soir nosi, he brings a soir. Soir is a male goat. If the person is the kohen gadol, the kohen HaMashiach, he has to bring a par kohen HaMashiach. Holy cow! He doesn't bring just a sheep, a shepsel, or a goat. He has to bring a big, big carp. That's in Parshas Vayikra. Now, there's another halacha, and that is, we learn par kohen HaMashiach from the din of par helim dovet shel tzibur. Par helim dovet shel tzibur means roiv of Klal Yisrael, ganz Klal Yisrael, roiv of the shvatim, went and did an aveira sheyesh by koreis, and they did a bishogeg. Then not every individual has to go and bring his own, since it's a roiv tzibur, a ganz tzibur. The tzibur has to bring a single carbon. What's the story over there? Torah says it has to be not just shigigas maisa, that people made a mistake, but it's also got to be that there was a helim dovar im shigigas maisa. What means helim dovar? Because it says in the pasuk, and nelam dovar me ene ha kohol. Ene ha kohol means the Bezdin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin. They issued a faulty psak, and they said, this doing on Shabbos is not considered to be a chil Shabbos. You can do it, no problem. And therefore, Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed suit, and they did that chil Shabbos. Only afterwards to become aware that they forgot about a Chivas Chasam Sofer, a Chivas Chazoy Nish, a Chivas Reb Kiva Eiger, a Chivas, etc. And they realized they made a big boo-boo, and then on Sunday, the Bezin put out a big proclamation, Chatosi, Avisi, Bishati, Ashamnu, Bagana, Gazalnu, we made a mistake, Rabbi, it is chil Shabbos, and everybody that was over chil Shabbos, we, Bezin HaGadol, we're going to go and bring a big carbon on your behalf. So it has to be Helam Dov, Shigas Meisim. And the Gemara learns based on Drashas that the same thing applies to the Koyin HaMashiach, the Koyin Gadol, when he's bringing his par, it's also based on a faulty psak, and then he did a Shigigas Meisim. It's got to be Helam Dovar mit Shigigas Meisim. Now, let's turn to Parsha Shlach. Parsha Shlach says, what happens if the Nefesh Achas goes and techta me'am oretz basoyse achas mikol mitzvah Hashem lekav shloisa sena v'yashem. Person went and did a terrible aveira in Parshas Shlach. What terrible aveira? Zog Chazal, Zog Rashi. It's referring that he did avoid a zara b'shoigeg. Oh, that's a different story. The pasuk is in nefesh achas does not distinguish between commoners, melachim, koyhanim, kehanim gedolim. In such a case, what's the halacha? If he did a shigiga, a shkoga by avoid a zora, then everybody brings the exact same carbon. What is that? A seira. You don't have the choice between a kizbo seira, only a seira. That's it. Aha. Okay, fine. So the kohen gadol also has to bring this carbon if he did avoid a zora bishogi. He has to bring carbon seira. The question is it like the commoner that you only need a shigigas maisa, that the person made a bubu? Or is it like the regular par koyin HaMashiach that he does another aveira, that he's only bringing his par if he had a helim dover with the shigas maisa? Is that the same halacha by this par koyin HaMashiach? Not the par, but the seira that he is bringing by avodah zara. So does it have to be just a shigas maisa, or does it have to be coupled with a helim dover?
How can you have a shogeg without a halama? I mean, it feels like it should be that.
A very simple case. Shabbos Kodesh. Does everybody agree Shabbos Kodesh and Allah do Lamatas Malachas? Of course everybody agrees. This person woke up on Shabbos morning and he thought it was
Sunday.
He didn't realize it was Shabbos. And therefore he went and turned on the alarm clock, he turned it off, he put on the lights, he turned them off, he went to the farm and he plowed and he did it. And then somebody meets him at 2 o'clock. Oh, you missed the Kiddush today. Oh, what a Kiddush they gave. Shalom, thank you. Oi, today is Shabbos.
He had a halama. He didn't know what.
Helam Dover. The definition means he made a tois in psak halacha. He didn't make any tois in psak halacha. He knows all the lamed of halachas by heart.
It's not shigas malacha. It's shigas Shabbos.
Whatever you want to call it, the Gemara called the shigas ma'ase. Okay. The ma'ase was a shogeg. Zok the Gemara. Yes, getting back to our Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Yes, minon minon lada sani will another price. A koy mashiach ba avoydes kechavim that he's doing avoydes zora b'shogeg. Rabbi, I'm a shigas ma'ase. He's just like anybody else in Klal Yisrael. He only had to make a shogeg in the ma'ase. The chomayim, no. Just like by a regular Aveira, the Kohen Mashiach only brings his par if it's a Helam Dover together with Shigas Maisa. In this case too, even though he's bringing the same Seira like everybody else, it has to be Helam Dover im Shigas Maisa. The Shogun, everybody agrees, Rebbe and the Chacham, that in this case of a Shogig by Avodah Zarah, even the Kohen Gadol brings Seira ki Yochid. The Shogun, the ultimate both agrees, and maybe Ashim Toli. Ashim Toli, everybody knows, means if you're not sure whether or not this piece of shmalt is a piece of chalev or a piece of shuman, and you eat it and you don't know, etc., you bring an oshim toli until hopefully you'll be able to come to mavar if it was chalev or not. And if you are mavar, it's chalev, you'd have to become chatz. Everybody agrees you don't have to bring an oshim toli. Why not? So Rashi makes the ganze cheshbon why you don't bring an oshim toli, but it's not negir to our sukkah. So there's more of it. Hi Shigas Maisa. That's the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chacham. So now Abaye is analyzing this machlokes, and he's saying, "Hi Shigas Maisa, the Avodah Chacham Hechadai. How do you find the Shogig by Avodah Zarah? Ikas of a basic Knesset. So Vishtach V'lo. He passes by a church, and he knows that this. Not that he knows. He thinks that this church is a basic Knesset, which, by the way, today is not so uncommon because a lot of shuls today were at one time churches, and then they went and redid it. That's why you find some. You can have a Gothic architecture for a shul, which at one time was an avodah zarah. And Nebuch Lahavlo Fakir also Rachman Litzlan did you have shuls which were converted into churches? Anyway,
you see some shuls today. We have two. Right. Churches now.
Yeah.
They have the Mogen Lovit and they have.
Yeah, they just didn't take it off. Yeah, Nebuch. But anyway, hey, them Ikas of Vesa Knesset. So if you're going to go and tell me that he thought it's a shul, Vishtach, well, then because of that, he said, oh, what a beautiful shul. And he bows down, L'Shem Hashem. And afterwards it turns out, but it was a base of Avodah Zarah. Hardly B'Lishemayim. Then he wasn't Oivet Avodah Zarah at all, because his mind and heart was to Hashem. He didn't intend it. It wasn't just a Shoigig. The Shoigig was zero, because he had totally dimmed the Shemayim. El the Chazandrat. Rather, he saw a huge statue outside. Echvai is from
Columbus.
From Columbus. Vishtachvalei, and he bowed down to it. So now let's analyze. Ikiblalei balikat. If he said about this Columbus, oh, Columbus was such a great man. He discovered America. I make him into a god, and I'm bowing down to him. L'shem God. Meizru. Then it's like any avodah zarah. If he's just nodding to it and bowing down to this Columbus because he's thanking Columbus for discovering America, he's just thanking Columbus. What does it mean that he does Shigas Maisa Meyahavu Meyira? He doesn't really want to go and bow down to it. It's just that the king says he's got to do it. And what does it say by such a Hav Meyira? It says that we have a machloikis, whether you have to have Helam Dover or not, but Kuli Alam Moida, that this is a Shigigas Maisa, which would normally be Mechayiv, a Karban Chatat. The Shayat has got a Koin Mashiach, yes or no, but otherwise, it is considered to be a Shigigas Maisa, you have to go and bring a Karban. So it's deemed to be an Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig. So says Abaya, I have a Raya, that a person who goes and does a Hav V'Yira, he has done Avodah Zarah. I have a Raya from this Praisam. For Avraham Malach, Loi, it's not talking about Hav Meira. When we said over here they did Shigas Ma'is, it's talking about Bi Oimer Mutter. He's saying that I thought doing this Avodah Zarah is Mutter, and that was my Shoigi.
That's the kind of
Shoigi. Frankly, Mar Oimer Mutter, Hein Helam Dava. That's the he paskin for himself. I learned Tilchas Avodah Zarah. This Avodah Zarah is Mutter for whatever reason, and therefore. Now, that's why I'm going to go and bow down to it. So that was a Helam Dover. You're trying to go and illustrate what's a Shigas Maisa without a Helam Dover. And you're telling me a Helam Dover case. Every Mora, Ba'oim Mutar, Legamri. Helam Dover means Kiyom Miktas Ubitl Miktas. Says Rava, there's a difference between Oim Mutar and between Helam Dover. Oim Mutar means that the person says Legamri, that all Avodah Zarah are Mutar. I never heard of something like that. That sounds so strange. These gods should be us. Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about these gods. He doesn't care. There's no Isra Avodah Zarah. I'm going to go about that. of course, this is totally theoretical. You're talking about a kohen. Would a kohen gadol ever go?
Maybe said by Shani, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, but theoretically, it could be such an amurit that he thinks that avodah zara is mutter, and therefore by mutter legamri, that's called shigas ma'isa. What's Helam Dover? Helam Dover, he knew that there's avodah zara, but he didn't know all the halachas. For instance, he thought that you're allowed to go and be makter to Markulius or to Balpar. He didn't know that hilchos avodah zara shaloi kedarka ki amiktus or bittel miktus, and based on that, he went and did avodah zara. That's what that price is talking about. That he did shigas ma'isa with that Helam Dover, but it has nothing to do with our case. And therefore, says Rabbi, have no raya baya. I'll give him Shabbos.